The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Hassan bin Sulaiman, in his book Al-Muhtawar, quotes a hadith from Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam, when the Imam was doing the commentary of the earlier ayat of Surah Al-Najm, Surah number 53, that I mentioned earlier, his ayat about Mi'raj. And there, in that conversation between Allah and Rasul, in the point where nobody was there, even Jibreel was not there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed to the Prophet the picture of Ali. The picture of Ali. And he asked Rasulullah, do you know him? He says, of course I know, who is he? And that is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I would like you to get Fatima married to Ali. And I would like you to make him your wasi and successor. So even when we talk about this relationship of Bibi Fatima to Imam Ali, this was based on the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, in English, we have this idiom, a marriage made in heaven. This is all wishful thinking as far as our own marriages are concerned. But if you really want to be, you want to see an example of a certified marriage made in heaven, it is this hadith. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Rasulullah that you should get Fatima married to Ali bin Abi Talib alayhi salatu wa salam. Another narration again by Hassan bin Sulaiman in his book, from quoting Saduq, going through his channel to Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wa salam. And remember, this is a hadith which has also been quoted by the Sunni narrators in different forms, different wordings, that the Prophet had this habit of, you know, whenever his daughter will come, you know, he would kiss Fatima, especially kissing her on the neck here. Once Aisha objected to the Prophet, and, you know, basically she basically said to the Prophet that, why do you do this? And that is where Rasulullah, in this narration that we have, he says, إِنَّهُ لَمَّا عُرِجَ بِي إِلَى السَّمَاءِ مَرَّ بِي جِبْرَعِيلَ عَلَى شَجَرَةِ طُوبَةِ. You know, he says to her that, you don't know, when I was taken to the in the Mi'raj to the heavens, Jibreel took me by the Tuba tree. Now, Shajaratun Tuba is a tree in paradise, and Tuba means the pure, the most pure, the most beautiful, the best of the trees in Jannah. فَنَاوَلَنِي مِنْ ثَمَرِهَا. Jibreel took one fruit from that tree and gave it to me, and I ate that tree. فَحَوَّلَ اللَّهُ ذَلِكَ مَاءً إِلَى ظَحْرِي. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made that fruit that I ate part of my system. And I don't want to go into the details of the hadith, where he says, this is how then, you know, Fatima was basically created. And so this is where the Prophet says, فَمَا قَبَّلْتُهَا إِلَّا وَجَدْتُ رَاحِيَةُ شَجَرَةِ طُوبَ مِنْهَا. So whenever I kiss Fatima, I can feel the fragrance of the Tuba tree, the pure tree from her, because she was part of, you know, basically this tree and the fruit from it was part of the creation of Fatima al-Zahra salawatullah alayha. A Sunni scholar by the name of Al-Khawarizmi, in his book Al-Manaqib, which is about the praise of the Ahlul Bayt, has a quotation from Abdullah bin Umar, the son of the second Khalifa, who says, I heard somebody asking the Prophet after the events of Mi'raj, or probably this is in Medina, بأي لغة خاطبك ربك ليلة المعراج? In what style or voice did your Lord talk to you in the night of Mi'raj? Remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, for example, in case of the burning bush, Musa alayhi salam didn't see Allah. Allah cannot be seen. He is not a physical entity. But he heard a voice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can create voice in anything, in any way he wants. If we can generate, you know, this machines which can produce, even robots which can produce voice, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course, can do much, much more than that. Now, on the day of, night of Mi'raj, there is a conversation going on between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah. So what language does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use? What style does he use? What kind of voice is he using? And the Prophet responded by saying, خاطبني بلغتي علي بن أبي طالب. The Prophet says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked to me in the style and the voice of Ali bin Abi Talib. Remember, voice of Ali bin Abi Talib, not Ali bin Abi Talib. You know, there is a slightly, you know, slippery slope where this people of Ghuluv go on the other side. They have to be careful about it. The Prophet himself says, you know, for a moment I thought about it. Because this voice, this sound, sounds very familiar. And that is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to put him at ease. And he says, Ya Ahmad, ana shay'un laysa kalashiyah. O Ahmad, O Muhammad, I am an entity, not like things. Wala uqasu bin nas. I cannot be compared to human beings. Wala ustafa bil ashiyah. I cannot be described by, you know, inanimate items. But remember this much. خَلَقْتُكَ مِن نُورِي I created you, O Muhammad, from my nur, from my light. وَخَلَقْتُ عَلِيًّا مِن نُورِكَ And I created Ali from your light. The light of Allah becomes the source for the creation of Muhammad. And the nur of Muhammad becomes the source for the creation of Ali. And therefore he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, فَاتَّلَعْتُ عَلَى سَرَائِلِ قَلْبِكَ You know, I looked at the depth of your heart. فَلَمْ أَجِدُ عَلَى قَلْبِكَ أَحَبَّ مِنْ عَلِي بِنْ أَبِي طَالِبٍ And I found no one more dearer to you than Ali bin Abi Talib. Therefore, I spoke to you in his voice. كَيْمَا يَتْمَعِنَّ قَلْبَكَ So that your heart can be at ease. You will fill your home. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a host. And Rasulullah is the guest. You have to do whatever you can to make your guest, you know, feel at home. And this is where, you know, he's coming from Mecca all the way to the highest point, the most sacred point in the universe, Sidratul Muntaha. He's all alone. Jibreel is not even there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted Muhammad to feel at peace, at ease, at home. And he looks at his heart and he said that the closest person to him, the most dear to him, is Ali bin Abi Talib. And therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose to use the voice of Ali to communicate and talk to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this month of Rajab and the events are indeed the events related to Rasulullah and the Ahlul Bayt. And even in Mi'raj, when we look at this incidents and the narrations, we see that, you know, there is a lot of connection between Ali and Fatima and Rasulullah to the event of Mi'raj. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us always on the path of Muhammad and Ali. Muhammad.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karim Adi Ali. محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.